Settle down in your armchair. Blandy's back for the Whistleblowers podcast with Brendan Bowers. It's 100% the sport you love.
And welcome to our weekly sports podcast on all things sport. We are the Whistleblowers, where we chat about what's been happening with Aussie sports people and teams overseas while catching up on our national and local sports too. And each week we feature a local sports person or administrator to dig a little deeper into what they've been up to, what's happening in sport locally. We'll also preview what's happening in sport in the week ahead. Brendan Bowers, hello.
Hello, Blandy. How are you, mate?
Good. Your highlight of the week would have to be your team getting up, would it not?
Oh, there was a few highlights of sport this weekend. Right. You know, you can't go past the Newcastle Knights beating the Melbourne Storm.
It was a big effort. You tipped them.
I did.
Yes.
7 out of 8. So
7 out of 8. You would have got the West Tigers wrong, surely.
Correct.
You tipped the Bullies to beat the Titans.
I did. They've been playing good football. The results haven't been there, but Bulldogs have been playing good football.
Okay. We'll get to that in just a moment. I guess we'll kick it off with what was a massive weekend in Melbourne, Formula One racing. And Oscar Piastri has, come in fourth? Well have been third, couldn't it?
It could have been. Another highlight of my weekend. We're seeing the Australian perform very well, and not only the Australians, the Ferraris. Isn't it pleasing to see Red Bull not having it all their own way?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Max Verstappen, of course, who many people would have gone to race, didn't last too long there with his brakes going. Wouldn't have been happy with that.
No, and the winner, Mr. Sainz, who's without a driver for next year from Ferrari, he's being punted.
And he's won the race.
What a great advertisement.
What happens there? Well, surely this is a feather in his cap to say, hey, come on, I'm here, I'm waiting.
Exactly, exactly. But well done to Oscar, who finished behind his teammate and had to wait as per team orders, which is the way Formula One goes. But he did very well. So it's looking very promising for the remainder of the season.
Well, how old is he? 22?
Yeah, I think he's 22.
22 maybe. Years of age, and he's where he is now in the sport. It's incredible.
Equals the best finish by an Australian at the Australian Grand Prix as well.
Is that
with
right?
His now manager, Mark Webber, the winner, and of course, Daniel Ricciardo.
Okay. Well done. A successful weekend in Melbourne too. They're calling it one of the best ever, mind you. They always do that, don't they?
They do. But did you see the crash at the end?
No.
An English driver driving in Mercedes went in a bit too deep, clipped the wall, and his wheels stayed tethered, but he ended up sideways on the middle of the track.
Oh.
Screaming, red flag,
stop,
flag,
hoping don't no hit one would... me.
But they managed to continue their last lap under caution, so.
I'm loving the way that the camera angles now, we're getting more of an insight into what it's like to be not only inside the car, but see what they're seeing, but just how fast they're going. And we've come a long way. We did have the race cam, I guess, from the helmet, but it seems to be even better these days.
It does. All those inventions, all those Formula One and motorsport inventions all started with Australia and Channel 7.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And look, for someone like myself, who, you know, I love my sport, motor racing, probably not up the top, fair to say, but when I can look at it like that, then that creates extra interest and for me personally and allows me to appreciate the sport a bit more, I think.
Yeah, it does indeed. Not only were the F1 cars there, but the supercars were there as well. So Nick Burkett ruined again another Red Bull's perfect start to the V8 season with a win. So Brown and Feeney had already won the first 5 races. Bad luck.
Bad luck.
It was a bad weekend for Red Bull.
Tough. You don't like Red Bull.
I do like Red
Bull.
You
don't like their domination.
I don't. That's right. No. I like a bit of equality.
Yes, yes.
A bit of unknown on who could possibly win on any given day. But great results with Percat coming ahead of Brown and Feeney, Thomas Randall in fourth, and Chaz Mostert in fifth.
Okay, a little closer to home, mate. I guess we'll
let's clap about your wonderful AFL.
Oh, you want to start off with AFL, do you? Okay, we can do that. Yes, the Saints beating Collingwood on Thursday night. How good was that?
I bet it was good at your household.
Oh, yeah. There were tense times, let me say. There was a bit of couch punching and swearing and cursing going on. I do apologise to my 14-year-old son. He's used to it.
Couch punching.
Yeah, I tend to just whack the couch sometimes. There's no one on it. Oh, okay. Just me. It's just me. I'm not going to hit anybody. I just get frustrated.
But then again, has Collingwood beaten anyone this year?
No. And they do face the Lions. We'll get to that. But it was a good win. North Melbourne put up a bit of a fight against Fremantle for some time, but were overrun in the end. Sydney Essendon, a spiteful game there at the SCG.
Yes, it was indeed.
Now, no doubt when this is going to air, we'll learn the fate of Peter Wright, who has been charged. Many saying he should get off, that he didn't intentionally knock somebody out. But I tell you what, if you do make contact with a head for whatever reason, whether you mean to or not, it's tough.
It's a common theme in both the NRL and the AFL. Again, this week, they seem to be following the same paths.
Well, there's a line there between intent and just a pure accident, isn't there?
Exactly.
And that line doesn't exist when somebody is hurt.
No.
It just doesn't exist.
No,
it does not. Both codes have made that quite obvious now. Richmond, not good enough against Port Adelaide. Hard to see them going anywhere. Adelaide overrun by the Cats, who look to be back in form. Bloody Geelong again. Melbourne, far too good for Hawthorn. They were awful, the Hawks. The Gold Coast, disappointing against the Bulldogs.
They didn't start well. The Bullies came out in that first quarter and certainly gave it to them.
That was it, really, from there on in. They were trying to play catch-up. And the Giants, well, I don't know what you say about West Coast. They'll languish, you would think, at the bottom once again this year.
Hang in there, guys.
Now, in the NRL, mate.
Well, what a great start.
Seven out of eight. I mean, that's pretty good.
Oh, well, I prefer 8 out of 8.
Well, I suppose you would. But you tipped the Eels to beat the Sea Eagles and, you know, at Combank Stadium there. It was only the 4 points.
It was only the 4 points. And I must admit, I thought, well, that's a dud tip after Manly raced off to an early lead.
They did. Yeah. They'll be disappointed that they gave up such a big. That hurts, doesn't it?
They would. And again, a bit of controversy in whether that was a shepherd or an obstruction or not an obstruction. But again, the rules are there. Mm. Technically, it was.
The Broncos, where do they sit? Because
it's hard to say. Like, they're without their halfback in Adam Reynolds, can't even speak.
Yeah.
Payne Haas, their top front rower. And, of course, Reece goes down after a couple of minutes. You know,
that's three players. Yeah. Teams quite often have three players out. You've got to be able to cover them.
Yeah, I know. But they're three quality players that play in important positions. So
okay, but it wasn't just a small loss. It was a 22-point loss. It's significant.
It was. Not many teams go to Penrith and come away with a win. And look, I'm not a Broncos fan, but I am giving them a bit of leeway.
Okay. The Warriors, good to see them get on the board against the Raiders, who have been showing a bit of form too. They look to have turned the tables a bit. Now, I know they've been up there of late, but many touting them maybe this year could be their year.
Yeah, look, the Warriors are playing good football. Even though the results haven't been there for them, they're playing good football. And, of course, the Sydney Roosters were just way too strong for the Maroons Rabbits.
Oh, the Rabbits. They've been skinned, haven't they, literally. Yes.
I think they might be in the pot boiling.
Yes, it sounds like it too.
Well, I think the coach is in the hot pot.
Yeah, yeah.
In the hot seat as well.
The Titans, disappointing, Gold Coast. Always been thereabouts, have had some wins here and there and shown us glimpses of what they can do. And they come up against the Bulldogs. And if it was ever their chance to really put the foot down, it was this one. But it happened the other way, 32-0.
It did. AJ Brimson bombed a try in the first few minutes and that would have put them ahead, but it was all downhill from then, with poor old Tino out for the year now with an ACL.
See, that's going to hurt. One of their best players. Now that they will miss him.
They certainly will.
Yeah. And hard to see the Titans having a successful year, especially in light of that. The Cowboys, far too good for the Dragons, mate. And the West Tigers over the Sharkies. Who would have picked that?
Nobody. Only diehard West Tigers fans. But to Appy Korosau and the team, what a performance. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was. Well done. The Sharks won't be happy, though. They would have probably penciled that one in, I think.
They would have. And, of course, we left the best to last.
Well, I thought we would. The Knights, 14-12 over the Storm. How good was it?
The first half was very impressive. I knew we'd fade a bit in the second half, and we did, and we were lucky enough to hold on. So I'll take the 2 points.
Okay, I'm sure you will, mate. And, it's always good to get on the board, isn't it, especially against a quality team.
Well, we're off to New Zealand this week against the Warriors.
So. You are? We'll go through it quickly, if you like. The Roosters do take on the Panthers at second versus fourth, getting it underway on Thursday night.
It'd be a great game. It's a shame Nathan Cleary's out. Otherwise, they would have been almost at full strength.
They'll miss him too. You talk about important players.
It will be, and they're also missing Fisher Harris at the moment, so it'll be a tough game, but I'm tipping the Roosters for that one.
Okay, Rabbits and the Bulldogs. Well, who would know?
Well, historically, it's always been a fiery clash when the Bulldogs play the Rabbits on Good Friday near the showgrounds, the Easter show. So I think there'll be some more fireworks because the Rabbitohs do have to get fired up.
Yeah, they are struggling. It's in 17th at the moment. The Broncos also Good Friday take on the Cowboys. Now, if you were going to turn it round, this would be the time right now.
Yeah, can't see it.
Can't see it happening at home.
Nope.
Okay. The Dragons and Seagulls, it's 15th up against 5th. You'd think the Seagulls.
Yeah, I think they'll be flying high.
Titans, Dolphins.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Dolphins by how many?
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm writing all this down, you know. He's accountable, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Put it on the record.
You are going to be tested this weekend. Now, is this the Warriors' third game in a row, at home in a row?
Yes, it would be.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to put my loyalty aside and bet with my head and go Warriors to win.
Are you really? How dare you, as an avid supporter of your club?
I'm not saying my heart, and I'm happy for an upset and to lose.
Okay. All right. You think after COVID, et cetera, the Warriors probably have about 3 years at home without having to travel, wouldn't you?
You'd think so. They did so well.
They'll be hard to beat. The Sharkies need to prove a point, but they're up against the Raiders, who also need to prove a point.
I tell you what, that will be a great game.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a great game to finish.
Match of the round, you think?
It'll go very close. It'll either be Thursday night or that one. That'll be the best game of the round. And, of course, Easter Monday, we've got the Tigers versus the Eels. And, again, they're always... They're next to each other in the Sydney locale, and they're always quite tense.
Okay. Well, you know, they showed what it takes to win last week, the West Tigers. Who would know? It would be a massive upset, though, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah. And the AFL will kick off round 3 Thursday night. It is Brisbane taking on Collingwood. Two sides from the grand final last year. Obviously, the Pies being the premiers, but none of them have won a game so far.
You wouldn't have picked that at the start of the season.
Wouldn't have picked that at all, mate. But that's going to be a cracker at the Gabba, and I would love to see the Lions get over the top there to make it 0-4.
Well, what about a draw?
No. I want to see no points on the board. And I wouldn't mind Brisbane getting up there. I've got a soft spot for them. Fremantle, finding a bit of form. They're up against Adelaide Friday, Good Friday. That is going to be a good game. And also Carlton and North Melbourne, their traditional Friday night game. You'd think Carlton far too good based on recent form there.
Let's talk about your Saints. Can they beat the Bombers?
Well, they should be able to beat the Bombers. I saw them play a practice match, and I know it's only a practice match, down at Moorabbin there a few weeks ago, and we got to about 13, 14 goals in front. They looked like they were the little league. Now, whether we could emulate that again, I'm not sure. We'll probably be without Max King, our spearhead for striking, 1 week probably. Liam Henry out with a hamstring, disappointing. Mason Wood knocking himself out and breaking his collarbone on Friday night. Don't know whether you saw that clash, did you?
No, I didn't.
It was not pretty. It wasn't pretty. I'm tipping the Saints. Port Adelaide, Melbourne, this will be an absolute ripper on Saturday. Flip a coin.
Yeah, it will
for
be.
For me? I don't know. We'll say Port Adelaide at home. The Bulldogs should beat the West Coast. Richmond will, I would think, not be good enough for the Swannies. Yeah. Hawthorne, Geelong by how many? That's going to be an Easter Monday fizzer. I tell you what, if you got something else to do, I'd go and do it if you're not a Cats fan. Certainly if you're a Hawthorne fan, book yourself out for Monday. Don't go anywhere near the television set.
Well, it'll be interesting to see whether they make you a fool or they actually do the do what you expect them to do.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard to make me a fool, mate.
Well, I was trying to be polite when I started and I stopped and I went, that's probably a bit nasty.
Come on. There's no rules here. Just go your hardest. Let's go to local sport now, Brendan. And, disappointing the cricket with the grand final being washed out, but there's no provisions for a catch-up, you know, if the weather was fine the week after. It's just done.
Apparently not. So congratulations to Grammers Tanana, who won for having the best record in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So you could argue that the result was the right result.
Yeah. But it is a grand final. You'd like to show maybe, you know, if you're the best team, win on the day.
Yeah, true. But Grammer's Tanana got the chocolates ahead of Cavaliers Black. So it shapes up for an interesting start to season 24-25.
Yeah, without a ball being bowled. There you go. Now let's move to men's football, mate. And on Saturday, it was the Fraser Flames. Men, too good for Sunbury Blues. The score 4-1.
4-1, it was indeed. And the Jets went down to Across the Waves 6-0.
Ouch.
Yes. But I think the Jets will just keep on plugging along. They've had their first three games against the top three side, so it can only get better for the Jets. Corinthians were too strong for Bingara, 2-1, and Doon Villa and UPE did not go ahead thanks to the wet weather.
That's a bit of a blow, isn't it?
It is, but I'm sure soccer always catches up their games.
Yeah, They'll, unlike the cricket, schedule something, midweek sometime?
They will.
Okay. All right, in the women?
The Flames were too strong for Tanana, 7-0. United Warriors back in the Premier League when the women were too strong for Corinthians 3-1. And the Jets and Across the Waves and Doon Villa and UPE did not go ahead.
Yes, that rotten weather, Brendan. It brings us to our special guest on the podcast this week. It is the president and interim president of the Doon Villa Football Club. That is Brooke White. Brooke, hi.
How you going, guys?
Glad to have you on the show today, Brooke.
Always a pleasure.
Okay. The 2024 season has begun with senior fixtures already underway. How's the start of the season been for the club in general?
It's been a very busy start of the season. Obviously, prior to the season is probably our busiest time. So to get that out of the way is a few headaches, but we've done pretty well. The team's knuckled down and tackled that well. Obviously, as we said, a lot of wet weather to start the season, which is not ideal, but FQ have done a good job of putting in lots of wet weather dates to get those catch-up games made this year, so hopefully that'll work out well.
Well, that's good they've got the wet weather dates in after what's happened to poor old cricket this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You
go.
I was just going to say, what's a realistic goal for the club as a whole this year?
I think bring the club's had a few hiccups, I guess, over the last 12 months, which we've worked through together to get sorted. So bringing everything back to where it needs to be. Obviously, our juniors and seniors, we're focusing on the female side a fair bit this season. Football Queensland want to get 50-50 equality by 2026. So that's something that we're working pretty hard to get up. We'd ideally like to be there next year, but that's something that we're pretty big on working on this year.
Well, it's good that in Doon Villa do have a strong female program. Do you think it's realistic to get it 50-50?
By 2026, I think it's definitely something with the World Cup behind us that has assisted. At the moment, where we as a club are sitting at about 60-40, which we're pretty happy with.
Mm-hmm.
With our seniors this year, we've actually gone back to three female teams or three ladies teams.
Oh, well done.
So that's been a massive jump to go from where we were back up to three, which is awesome. And saying that, our male side, we're at the moment looking at putting in a fourth team. So we're absolutely jumping around everywhere with players at the moment, which is awesome from a club's perspective. So
It certainly is. Yeah. You've got an Easter break coming up. And when did the juniors start?
Some of the juniors have already started. They did a couple of weeks before the Easter break, but everyone goes back after the Easter break. So all the juniors will be back out on the field.
So all the littlies and that will be out there with mum and dad and the grandparents.
That's it. Yeah, so that'll be good to see them all out there.
Brooke, is there any team or player you think will have a breakout season this year? Anyone that is sort of standing out?
Look, our Prem's men have been absolutely working their backsides off, so I'd really like to see them jump through this year. That'd be awesome. Obviously, our Prem women, we've got pretty high hopes this year, so not biased there at all.
No,
so we'll
but you've got to aim high. You're not going to say, oh, I don't know.
Right.
A lot depends on how many the goalkeeper keeps out.
Oh, yeah, well,
no pressure.
Yeah. We don't know about that one. So, so our senior teams are probably the ones that are to look out for this year. In saying that, the first week that our juniors went back, I'm pretty sure we had a clean sweep almost across the board. So there's a lot of potential in the club, and it'd be really good to see these young ones coming through and where they can go and take their sports. So
All right.
A lot of positivity around all the age groups.
One final question for you, and shouldn't it be a clean swoop, by the way?
Clean swoop. I mean, you're right there. We'll have to fix that one.
They're magpies, Blandy.
Oh, they are. Boom, boom. Sorry.
Oh, it's a bit slow on the uptake.
Oh, dearie me. Hey, Brooke, you're vice president. You're interim president at the moment. You're playing. You're holding down a full-time gig. You obviously love what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's, if it wasn't for the people around me and the families in the club, it might be a bit different story. But, yeah, we've got some amazing people in the club that really put everything they've got into it. So with them by my side and around me, it makes it a lot easier and, yeah, makes it all worth it, I guess, at the end of the day.
Brooke, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. We wish you all the best for the upcoming season. Obviously, we've just got underway, so there's plenty of games to go, and hopefully we can have a chat again sometime in the not-too-distant future.
No worries. Sounds good.
Thanks, Brooke.
Thanks, guys.
And finally, Brendan, hockey, all games in the Premier League were played in Hervey Bay.
Yes, a big weekend of hockey up here at Hervey Bay. Granville were too strong for Brothers, 4-3, while Magpies scratched out a 1-0 win over CBR in the men. And in the women, Granville were once again too strong, winning 4-2 over the Magpies, while Bolts only needed to beat the keeper once to defeat Uni Roos, 1-0.
Okay, and Easter, well, we're shutting down for local sports, so there won't be a lot going on this weekend, but we'd like to thank you, good listener. Our guest, of course, Brooke White, for joining us this week. And next week, we'll once again have a chat with another guest about all things sport. That shout out each week, Brendan, to an athlete or club that does great work for the community that often goes unrecognised. Who have you got this week?
Yeah, it was mentioned a couple of weeks ago with one of our special guests, Donna Jenkins. It was a bat for the rat. So they had a great day and raised some money and had some fun along the way. So well done to the Hervey Bay Softball Association.
Fantastic. Look forward to your company once again next week, ladies and gents. Enjoy your sport. Hope your team has a win, unless they're playing mine and Brendan's, of course. And remember,
it's our sport, our community.
Now that you're up to date, don't forget to add us to your favourites to keep it that way. The Whistleblowers Podcast.